Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Grace officially has a child. She now understands sleep when they sleep. And try to let them sleep as long as possible. Because that's the only time.
Okay, because at 9 o'clock yesterday morning, she said, I'm ready to get up. Okay. Ready to get up, go sit on the couch. Okay.
Y'all, let me tell y'all something. Grammy ain't playing with nobody. I respect and love my elders so much because they get to a point, y'all, they say whatever they want to say, when they want to say it, how they want to say it. They don't care what you think of your feelings or if you offended or your feelings got hurt. They just going to be like, oh, well, okay. If that's the best you can do.
Because Deanna, I sit with a 95-year-old lady, and one day I had to tell her, she said to me, Renee, I asked you to do such and such, and you didn't do it. And I had to call her out, and I said, no, you did not. And I said, if you would have asked me, I would have did it, but you didn't ask me nothing. And she said, oh, I'm sorry. And I said, thank you. Now ask me what you want and I'll go and get it. Because she hurt my feelings one time. And now I said, that's the last time you're going to hurt my feelings. And I went to her and I was like, no, you didn't tell me that. Mm-mm. So tell me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because she cut me one day and I said, oh, right here, my stomach.
They'll do that to you. And the thing is, they don't mean any harm. They no longer have filters. And that's okay for them. They've earned the right. Let me see. Uncle Jerome, Miss Brenda, Miss Janice, Miss Susan, Miss Frida have all earned the right to tell you what's on their mind. And you receive that. They've earned that right. As my stepdad's brother once said, I was born on a night. It was not last night. I have been here a little bit longer than you. So let me explain something to you. And then they explained it. And I have learned. Yeah, they have earned the right. They have done a lot and paved the way for us. Because it's a lot of stuff that we just would not be able to do had it not been for them. And they've earned the right to tell you what's on their mind without a filter. And when I get to that age, I'm going to be so happy. Because I still filter. Now with Dawn, I think my filter is slowly, because I just tell, like, I just didn't feel like doing it. He kind of sort of got in trouble one day at school, not necessarily in trouble, but he said a word he shouldn't have been saying. It wasn't a bad word, but you know, for kids, because we understand that you understand too much, you just shouldn't be saying stuff like that. And I was like, you said what? And I was like, wait, let me understand. And I went through the whole story trying to understand. And when he actually broke it down to me, I was like, oh, because he said freaking. I thought he said the other word. So the first question out my head was, where did you learn this from? That was my first question. Where did you, like, well, I saw it on the TV show, and he told me the TV show, and it was a YouTuber that does not cuss. So I'm like, but he don't say that word. And so I had to confirm, what word did you actually say? Mama, I said free. I said, oh, you mean that? He said, yeah. I said, oh, okay. I said, let's not say these words at school, okay? Just don't say it at all. Just don't. If you stub your toe, just go, ooh, and call it a day. If you pinch your finger, ooh, and call it a day. Just call it, don't say it. And we, both of us, me and my seven-year-old, were rolling in the car because I was like, I just didn't feel like it. He was like, what, you didn't feel like that? I say, because I would have had to go through, he said, you would have had to punish me, and then no tablet, no TV, and you have to do this. I say, yeah. And I just didn't feel like it. And we both just started laughing. The fact that he understood what I was saying made me laugh. Because, I mean, we were having a true adult conversation here. It's like, I don't feel like it. And he knows. I'll give him some looks sometime, and he'll be like, okay, mommy, I'll chill out. Thank you. Just, you're doing too much. Or if I just look at him and say, you're doing too much, he's like, okay, mommy, I'll chill out. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I want to thank all of you so much for joining us this morning for the daily business sales and marketing call with the ATSJR companies and the ATS. Now, before we get started, Ms. Arshia, if you would like to introduce your guest on this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everyone. I hope you guys' weekend has went well. I would like to introduce, I don't want to butcher her name because I know I don't want people butchering mine, but if she's free to speak, I'm going to give you a little backstory how I met her. I met her when I was at the professional medical event. So I met her there, and I'm willing, if she's willing to speak, if she's available, I will let her tell everybody how, what and what she does, and all the things that she has, because I know she has a couple of businesses. So is she free to talk? Please mute your mic whenever you have a chance.
I'm a truck. There we go.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Good morning. I ran into an issue trying to unmute myself. good morning. My name is Omalola Taiwo. I'm a licensed professional counselor in Katy, Texas. I specialize in private therapy, integrative mental health, and trauma-informed care. I work in the community as well, partnering with local initiatives, nationwide programs, and I'm excited to just be here and network with other professionals and leverage ourselves as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I want to make sure I got this right.
Yes.
Omalola.
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 Omalola. Yes.
Yes. Omalola.
Yeah.
Sweet. I got it. Yeah. Because like Arshia, we understand. our names have been destroyed over the years. And we just, out of respect for others, just we don't want to destroy someone else's. Thank you so much for joining us. We thank you for your time this morning because we understand as entrepreneurs, time is valuable. So we thank you for spending your time with us on this morning. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, y'all know we do group economics, and you just heard what Ms. Omalola said of what she does. So if you're looking for someone to partner with, for all of you in your philanthropy, I'm gonna need y'all to go reach out, because what she does for the community is, let's just say, she's helping us all, because in some shape or fashion, all of us have dealt with trauma. You may not think so, but if you were born into this world, you were born into trauma. I'm just saying, this world is full of it. And we also have to remember our parents did the best they could with what they had. So if they experienced trauma, they did the best they could with what they had, raising us through their own trauma, and probably don't even know they're experiencing trauma. And in the Black community, the Black and Brown communities, mental health is a major thing that we do not talk about. So to have someone licensed in this and who knows that all of us are crazy, I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking. Not all of us are crazy, but you know, some of us got a couple of screws that wouldn't tie like all the way. There you go, just a little touch, God said, I'm just touching just a little bit of crazy right there. That's okay. You'll be all right. It'll help you get through life.
It only becomes a concern when you become that crazy. When you become that crazy, then it's a little concern. Yeah.
A few of us can probably collect a check. We just don't talk about it. But it's okay. It's okay. But thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, what I want to do now, if y'all are in a position to turn on your cameras, please. Oh, natural drinks. Yes, please share that. Please share those. Share those. We all about the natural up in here. We understand that our bodies flow and function certain ways, and to keep our bodies and our minds straight, got to put some natural things into us. Hamburgers aren't the greatest all the time. Neither are Jane's Coney Island or White Castle or Free Birds burritos, which are wonderful. They're not always great for us. Sometimes you all the time, you should flow natural into you because your body is of the natural. So you got to put back what you take out. I'm learning that one. All right. So now we're moving on to micro business. Before we move to micro businesses, Grace would like to update us on Grammy. And let me tell y'all something. I've been getting updates all weekend. Grammy ain't messing with y'all. But Grace, go ahead. Go ahead. The floor is open.
Thanks, Dee. Wanted to update y'all because on Friday, I told y'all she was getting ready to transition. Well, Grandma had other plans, okay? So that same day, Grandma started sitting up in the bed watching TV and eating a little. And so she's been talking. Everybody has been coming by. She's been talking. Grandma still has. I'm talking about clear mind. Just talking to everyone and just reminiscing. When people mention things, she'll start going back and reminiscing, telling people what she remembers, just out of the blue. One of my god sisters mentioned how great she makes apple pie. And all of a sudden, she started mentioning how to make it. So we started writing it down. So we wrote it down. Then she started mentioning how to do pecan pie, how to do peach cobbler, how she make the cakes and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. So grandma's doing okay. But yeah, she's not taking any stuff from nobody. Okay. I've been giving Deanna updates, and she's letting people know, hey, we're gonna do what I say. So it's I don't know what to say about grandma. My mom just walked in Friday and just said, nobody but Jesus, and walked back out. But her priest came to visit her yesterday and prayed with her and gave a communion. And before he left, he said, is there anything that I can do for you? And she said, no, nothing you can do for me. The blood of Jesus is all I need. He just lifted up his hands and said, if more of my people would give me that answer when I talked to him. So grandma's doing well. But yeah, I guess when the time comes for real, I'll come back and let y'all know. But thank you all for your prayers and your love. And just thank you all.
Thank you, Grace. It's wonderful to get that kind of report after the report last week. And so we are grateful. We are grateful for Grammy. And I'm Grace. I'm going to need you to just make sure you put those recipes in a secure place.
Yes, ma'am, because I got people in the comments saying they need a copy. I know Law wants a copy of that apple pie recipe.
And I need the cobbler.
Queen Renee,
Yes, ma'am. Now, the cobbler is going to be just like the apple pie, so okay.
Arshia said, please and thank you.
Yes, tell Grandma to add extra crust for me, please. Grandma just wanted to see all of her people. She just wanted to have a mini family reunion. That's what it was.
That's what people keep saying.
She wanted to see her people.
Yeah. Look, Law said, let the Lord use you. We are grateful for the update on Grammy. If y'all have ever met or heard about Grammy, y'all know she is the great grandmother of all of us. Of all of us. And Grace's mom is mama. When she come around, you don't ask questions. If she say go here, you go. You don't ask no questions. You just get up and move. If the good deacon up and moving around, you up and moving around. If Sister Sandals is up moving around, you just stand and you wait your time, and she will give you your assignment. Okay. Okay, I just want to let y'all know. Law and order, okay? Law and order. And Grammy just sit back like the queen on her throne. Like, all right, yeah. Everybody in place? Okay. All right, let's do this. So thank you, Grace, for the update. Sending hugs to Dolores. She had to do something last week that a lot of us have done, will have to do, but should never have to do. So we just want to send love to her. She went to a friend of hers, a good friend of hers passed away. So we know how it is to lose family, but we also know how it is to lose friends, especially when you just spoke to them like the night before. So continue to send Ms. Dolores love and support. And also, everyone, check on your strong friends. The ones that don't complain. The ones that say, I got it. The ones you call when you need help. Check on your strong friend. Just because they don't complain don't mean they're not going through nothing. They just strong enough to understand that complaining is not going to help the situation. That's actually one of the reasons why Antonio hasn't been on. So yes, he is our leader, our mentor, our coach, our friend, but call and check on your strong friend because you never know what they're going through. He, every morning since he had announced to you guys what's been going on, and since he's had his mom, every morning he's up and he's at some government facility by 8 a.m. Trust me, my lack of paper and minimized ink is proof. I'm just making it funny, y'all. But no, seriously, what his mom has been trying to accomplish in 14 years, he has done in a week and a half. Check on your strong friends. Check on Law. Law is quiet. Check on Law. I'm not saying nothing wrong with him. I'm just saying check on him because he's quiet. He's one of those strong friends. He's not going to tell you what's going on, but he'll help you if he can. So check on your strong friends.
Yeah, that's why I check on Jerome.
Check on Uncle Jerome. Jerome is the uncle that every person must have. You must have an uncle like Jerome because he's going to give it to you straight out of love. But check on your strong friend because your strong uncle's going through some stuff too. Y'all check on Mr. Phil and check on Miss Susan. Because what they have been through since they have been with us, and we've never seen them miss, we've never heard them complain. They show up on grocery day. Check on your strong friends. Check on them. Hi, Monica. How you doing? That's another one right there. She ain't gonna complain. Go ahead. Yeah.
We're preparing right now for the hurricane. We're about an hour from Tampa, where it's supposed to possibly land. And then we're, just so you know, we're near Orlando. So in the villages is a community of about 125,000 people. Wow. So we have a lot of, it's low land and a lot of ponds, a lot of water around us. So we're in the midst of bringing everything in and securing, hunkering down, getting ready to hunker down. We'll be okay Monday and Tuesday. I think Wednesday will be a bad day, Tuesday night, you know. So keep us in your prayers.
We will.
Yeah.
I will be blowing up your phone, checking on you, okay? I'm just letting you know in advance. So if you get like 2,000 messages from me or 2,000 phone calls, you know why. Like y'all,
I'm a scary cat in hurricanes. I have to admit, I don't like it, but.
Well, anyway. I like road trips. So if y'all, and my car can pack quite a bit. So if y'all need somebody to come out and get y'all and roll on to Texas, because you know, we're kind of dry down here right now.
Yeah.
I'm a road tripper. I have done the drive to Florida and back multiple times.
Yes, I know.
All right, so we're going to tell Hurricane Ian to roll on the other way. Check on your strong friends. Reach out to them. A simple, hey, just checking on you can go a long way than silence. Can go a lot further than silence. So check on your strong friends. Please, please check on them. Okay. Oh, is she on?
Yes.
Miss Adrian, are you in a position to unmute your mic?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good.
I missed you, man. I missed y'all.
We missed you too. How was the play?
Man, the play was good. Everything about the play and everything around the play and everything else was horrible. But the play itself was very, very good.
I'm so sorry that everything around it was horrible, but I'm so happy that the play was wonderful. Congratulations.
If y'all are on the show, if y'all are on the call tonight, I was going, I just wanted to wait to get my wins and my challenges, because there was some challenges on that shit. I said, oh my God. I'm sorry, but go ahead. Yes, I
am. You good. I just want to ask out loud how the play went. And so I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that the play was good. We're looking forward to your wins and challenges, because you know, Miss Adrian straight shoes. She don't have time to be sugarcoating for y'all. She gonna say what she say. And we all love her for it, because she say the stuff that's on our mind. We'll be sitting here thinking it. And next thing you know, here comes a voice.
And well, I wish y'all was there with me then. All I'm gonna say is, imagine 4 bunk beds in one room.
No, thank you.
I ain't never even slept in a bunk bed in my life. So when the tears start rolling, I just figured it was something like some childhood traumatic experience that I had like covered up or something. Cause you know, Antonio's been talking about that and dealing with it. And I'm like, wow, I don't cry for anything. But I sat on the side of the bed on the bottom and tried to sit up, and I hit my head on the top bunk. And the tears just start flowing.
Wow.
Yeah. But my mom told me when I talked to my mother, she put it real plain. You ain't never been in no bunk bed. You know what? Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. But yeah, it was the show itself was great. Energy high. People were there. They enjoyed it. I got to see my friends from college. So, you know, that's always the plus.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, the trip of the matter, I'd rather been on a trip with y'all, because I know we wouldn't have been in no damn bunk beds.
No.
How about that?
No, we don't do bunk beds.
Not at all. Not grown people.
No.
And the van that the bus that we were supposed to be on was a whole church van.
Oh.
No bathroom, no nothing. 10 hours, no bathroom. Bye. Mm-hmm. Let me mute my mic. Mm-hmm. I miss y'all.
We missed you too, Miss Adrian.
And then she got mad because I called it a church van. I'm thinking, well, damn, I went to church in this van. What the hell is it supposed to be? It ain't no, it's not no party bus. Like I'm reading my mic, because then I came home to no electricity. So I'm on the phone with Pico now trying to figure out what the hell happened and why. And so we're going to work it out. By 8 o'clock, I have a whole story for you. I have a whole time. Wins and challenges in the list.
Well, we're going to be ready. We're going to be ready. Again, y'all, check on your strong friends. Miss Adrian is very open with us, but she's still one of those strong friends. If you call her and talk to her, she's going to help you out. But check on her. Still check on her. Be like, hey, your name is Adrian. I just want to shoot you a message and check on you. All right. Okay, I see Prophet Jerry, all of my assembly of wandering mates. I want to announce that we have a new podcast, and it's called Wanderers and Prisoners. Wanderers and Prisoners. And I'm about to tell you, I'm gonna give you the description, let you know what it's about. So Wanderers and Prisoners. We were let me make sure I got the okay. So Wanderers and Prisoners, Antonio T. Smith Jr., Masters of Arts and Theological Studies, teaches master's level theology to his assembly of wanderers and inmates from the Terrell unit in Texas. In this podcast, you will hear from actual inmates and their questions and from preachers and teachers. Consider this podcast seminary for wanderers and prisoners. And as soon as the link is up, I will share that link with everyone so you can go and follow it now. It releases October 1st. October 1st. It's out there, Prophet, October 1st. I specifically called your name because in the meeting we had last night, your name was specifically mentioned because I was told he is going to love this. So make sure he hears this call. The first recording is Tuesday, and I'm actually going to play the introduction for y'all. It's awesome. The first recording is this Tuesday, which is tomorrow at 1 p.m. Antonio is going to do one live college class every 16 weeks. So Prophet, for me and you, that's going to be us right here. Taking those notes. And what I mean is, Antonio is going to, every 16 weeks, going to do a live like seminary slash theology slash whatever you can think class. And I've sat in these classes before. Let me tell you something. I know more now than I did. Let me see. He started doing this like 4 years ago. I know more now in the last 4 years, and I'm 39. I'm proud of my age, so I'm going to announce it because it took some stuff to get here, okay? But up to 35, I learned more about the Bible in the last 4 years than I've had my entire life. I grew up where we didn't study the Bible, but we knew the stories of the Bible. Like, you know how Grace, Antonio could start a quote and she could finish it? I couldn't tell you. But if you tell me a story in the Bible, you know, he fought in the bush was burning, but it wasn't burning. So he stood there and it talked to him. He was kind of like, wait, are you talking to me? Yeah, I can break down a story to you. But if you ask me a scripture, I'm going to look at you like, huh? Can you tell me that in a story? Like, what storyline is that a part of? And I got you. He helped me learn more about the Bible. So these 16, that one class every 16 weeks, trust me, that one live class, ask questions. Because Antonio breaks it down so much so to where a kid can understand. And I'm grateful for that because me being me, I learn so much faster if you talk to me sometimes, depending on what it is. If you talk to me like I'm a kid and you use the small words that you use when you talk to kids, I got you. But if you use all these Latin words and theological words, I'm gonna look at you for a second. I was like, hey, can you kid that up for me? You know, kid it up. I got you. Kid it up and I got you. But I want to play for you all the intro the recording that we're going to be using for the intro for the podcast. So let me, okay, that's not where I wanted to go. All right. Ah, got it. I got it, y'all. All right, let me share it. So this is how it starts off. And of course, Antonio is going to do his thing with it. But this is how the podcast is going to start off. Where's my, there you are. Share my sound. And
this is a free call from
Antonio Smith.
An inmate at Terrell Unit. This call is being recorded and is subject to monitoring. To accept this free call, press 1. To refuse this free call.
And then after that, you know Antonio, how Antonio is, so the music will drop. So each time he has a conversation with the inmates from Terrell Unit, that's going to be the introduction. So we're excited about that. His dad is excited about that. And again, October 1st, for those of you who want to know the significance of October 1st, because we've heard Antonio say it multiple times. For Antonio, the new year starts in October. His fiscal year begins in October. So everything he does by September, September's his December, October's his January. So a lot of new things launch in October. A lot of new things launch in October. All right, now to the nitty gritty, the good stuff. Micro businesses. I need a quick raise of hands. Who all has, you've got all your information, 100% of your micro business, but it hasn't been emailed yet. Can you let me know who we've broken it down to, but haven't emailed yet? So I want to make sure I get those out to you guys today. Oh, okay, I guess. Okay, well, I'll just, if y'all get double the emails, just work with me. I just want to make sure we get everything out. All right, now let's get it. It's 8. Go, oh wait, I saw a hand, Uncle Ken. All right. I see you, Uncle Ken. So I do. Oh, then you may know him, Antoine. You can't miss him. He had the same name. Antonio T. Smith. Senior, you can't miss him. You can't miss him.
Yeah, I was going in before the pandemic, so it's been a while since I've been. Yeah.
All right, I'll let Antonio know. Look at that. Small world. It is a small world. All right, so AO, I don't see AO on, so let's scroll on down. Who I got next on my list? Miss Shelley?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I am very tired from doing a double shift, but I am grateful.
Well, amen. Those double shifts are no joke. So, Miss Shelley, you're actually 100% complete. Antonio, he sent you all of the abuse and addiction courses that he has. Have you gotten that email yet?
That was the email with the documents that I received.
Yes, ma'am.
I have those documents.
Awesome. So with that, Michelle, have fun. Because you can take each of those, everything that you have, you can take it, you can create your podcast with it, you can create courses with it. If you're looking to create workbooks with it, we can put you in contact with, wait a minute, Arshia. You have the you have the transcription company and the book writing service, correct?
Correct.
Do you also do workbooks?
Well, with a search of Google and on YouTube, yes.
Well, Miss Shelley, if you would like to, you can reach out to Arshia so you can have workbooks to go along with that as well. Miss Shelley is passionate about abuse and addiction recovery, and Antonio for years has been working on and building that. And then when Miss Shelley came along, he was like, well, look at that, God has supplied, so I'm going to give her everything that she needs, because Miss Shelley will also be working with Antonio in the Assembly of Wanderers. When Antonio comes back, I'll let him break down Assembly of Wanderers to you guys the appropriate way. Because in my head, the Assembly of Wanderers is a community of Black sheep that come together to learn everything that we need to learn and to have a safe place to be free to grow and explore. To me, Assembly of Wanderers is a place for the out-of-the-box thinkers.
All right.
So that's what Miss Shelley will be doing. And also, all of you, if you have any questions about your micro businesses, or you're like, hey, I got everything, but I'm kind of stuck on this step, please reach out to us. The purpose of the micro businesses are for you to have a flow of income. And if you get stuck in one spot, your flow gets stuck in that spot too. So if you have questions, text, reach out, email, whatever you need to do, reach out to us so that way we can answer those questions for you and get you flowing. So Miss Shelley, you are all good to go. Oh, I also want to let everyone know there are going to be multiple bonus rounds for everyone. And in these multiple bonus rounds, Antonio is going to give more resources and things to help you speed you up faster. And if you bought the micro business, there's no additional cost for these bonus rounds. These are for you to speed you up. Also, Josephus the Third should have, if you can unmute your mic, let us know. I believe you received your 152 classes.
Yes, I received them.
Awesome. So he's ready to roll. I want to make sure. So we want to celebrate that he has his 152 classes that he's going to break down into like 30 minute segments, if I remember correctly, which equals to like 602. If I'm going off of memory, y'all. So don't.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Okay. Good. My memory doing good. We doing good. All right. All right, so Miss Shelley is completely done. Mr. Aaron. Okay, so Mr. Josephus Turner Sr., are you on with us on this wonderful day?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Good morning.
Great in yourself.
I can't complain. I really can't. I woke up this morning on the right side of the ground, so I'm happy. I am happy. So Mr. Josephus Turner Sr., you have the media company for the Black Mind and what to do about it, and your overhead is about $50 a month. But what we did was, what you are going to be doing is you're going to have your podcast that, or your podcast, your videos, your blogs. What we did was we're going to give you 55 mental health resources for people of color. And then what you do is, and this is not the link that I want. Where is my link that I want to show? Nope. That's not it. Aha. Here we go. So I'm going to share my screen. And then what you can do with this is you go to each one to see what they're talking about when it comes to mental health. Mm-hmm. And you can do your podcast based on, you know, what they say and how they say, you know, go get your help this way, go get your help that way. But let me, okay. So here it is. 55 mental health resources for people of color. So you have the National Association of Social Workers. And you can go through there, see what they have. In this whole thing, you have people of color, Black people and African Americans, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, Latinx Americans, Native Americans, and Alaskan Natives, inclusive therapists, LGBTQ psychotherapists of color. You have so many different things here that you hear the different organizations and directories. So you can go to each of these and see what they're talking about. Therapy for Black girls. See what they are, what they're saying. Black Mental Matters podcast. You can listen to the podcast, take notes from what they're saying, and then bring it to your audience to talk to them about that. And that's not it. That's not the only thing you have. You also have, we're going to send you the entire book for Powernomics. And you can also use that in your podcasts, your videos, and your blogs. Now, who here has read Powernomics? Has anyone?
I'm reading it now, but I haven't finished it, but I am reading it.
Okay.
It's really kind of deep. It's really kind of deep, so I'm kind of taking my time. I can't read too many pages at one time, but I am reading it.
And Miss Tanisha says she hasn't started it yet. And Miss Shelley, your hand is up. Is that because you've read Powernomics?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm not going to come to you too much because you just did a double shift, so we're going to let you rest today. We're not going But Powernomics is one of those books.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
That by Dr. Claude Anderson. Now, if you know who Dr. Claude Anderson is, you know the magnitude of what he has. So we're going to send you the entire book, and that way you also have more podcast episodes, more videos, more blogs, and then we're going to send you 100 ways to make your money last you until you're 100. So not only are you going to the community, talking to them about mental health, giving them direction on where they can go, not only are you talking to them about Powernomics and the things that Dr. Claude Anderson is teaching, but you're also going to teach them 100 ways to make their money last until they're 100. And I was looking at it, Mr. Josephus, and one of those things was, it was a couple of things that caught my attention. One said, have a no spend day once a week. So once a week, you spend no money. And I was like, huh. Does that actually work? Like, I don't think I've ever gone a day without spending money. That sounds horrible. I know. I recognize how it sounded when it came out.
That doesn't sound horrible.
Okay. And but we don't know these things. Like the best way to make your money last is another one that they said, Mr. Josephus, was do your holiday shopping after the holiday. I've heard of it, but didn't know it was something that actually was beneficial. I just thought people who were trying to save, were trying not necessarily save money, but not trying to spend like $500 for, you know, the Princess Tea House. And they can all, it'll be half off. That's what I thought, but no, that's so these are some of the things that you will be spreading to the community. And we're going to send all those lists to you in an email. Just like we, so you'll have it all. So, and Mr. Josephus, with all of that information, you are now 100% complete. And again, if any of you have questions, please text, call, email, WhatsApp, Messenger, whatever way you communicate to us so we can answer these questions for you and get you going. So now Mr. Josephus Sr. is going to go out there and he's going to focus on the mindset of the Black community by teaching them Powernomics, the things he learns in that book, by teaching them how to make their money last until they're 100, by informing them of what's going on in the Black community when it comes to mental health, and then directing them to where they need to go, the things they need to look for. So Mr. Josephus is going to be saving lives. He's literally going to be saving lives, and we're grateful for that. And so
thank you very much.
I have learned that when you actually go after the things that some people, Mr. Josephus, Ms. Shelley said that you two need to work together on the mental health tip.
Oh, that's marvelous. Love
right
that.
In. That ties in together with Come the recovery.
Oh, my God, everything.
That does tie in. That is awesome. Congratulations to both of you. See, group economics.
Economics, hey.
We talked about that, doing something together as far as, you know, a business to kind of help each other. And that'll be awesome. That will flow. Well, I see where a lot, like we all would be able to collaborate together. This is awesome. Thank y'all so much.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it, Shelley.
Oh, yes, I got you. You're the reason why I'm here.
All right.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it so much. Yes, I love it.
Great day.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So can we all unmute our mics for Miss Shelley and Mr. Josephus?
Awesome. That is awesome.
Awesome. Let people understand. Yes. All right. You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Jerome, you ready? Love your facial expression. I love it.
Of course not. I was trying to get the download the Powernomics on my phone for my audiobook. And I got a new phone. So the audio hadn't transferred over. I didn't have the password. So while y'all was talking, I blah, 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 blah. And I still haven't done it yet, but this is important what you're talking about now. So, hey.
Yes, sir. Well, Uncle Jerome, you know you have your media company, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And you're going to use the ATS platform, ATS equipment, and the ATS community. you're going to be everybody's uncle. And you're going to you're going to build the gap between generations. So we are building your podcast. And when I tell you, you have over 200, about over 200 topics already. You're gonna use the Gary V content model. So I'm gonna show you some of the things that you're gonna be talking about. So here is, of course, Uncle Jerome. We know Uncle Jerome is our comedian. I said it how I said it. Yes, I said it that way. Ours. We share you with the world, but you've blown us. But what we do is we have, where's my page? There it is. Top 100 funniest one-liners on the internet. I asked God for a bite. I wasn't talking to you. I'm sorry, y'all. That was unexpected. I wasn't expecting my watch to talk to me. So here's the first one. I asked God, let me, can you turn off? Well, we just, I don't know what this, stop. Okay, there we go. I asked God for a bike, but I know God doesn't work that way. So I stole a bike and asked for a bike. And you can take, and what you do is you take these and you turn them and you do Uncle Jerome with these. Oh no, I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather, not screaming and yelling like the passengers in his car. Oh,
that's a good one. I like number six.
Oh, that was cold.
Jesus.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I was not ready, Renee.
Look at number eight, though.
Hold on. Number eight says,
I'm sorry.
Having sex is like playing bridge. If you don't have a good partner, you better find a good. Oh. That's just one link, Uncle Jerome. That is just one link. We also have this link, which I think is going to be absolutely awesome. I'm going to share my screen so you can see it. 75 best uncle quotes from niece and nephew.
Oh, Lord.
We have uncle quotes. My uncle fits in the role of my dad, my brother, my grandpa, and sometimes also my friend. He is all in one. He is all in one package for me. My uncle is very protective and always has my best interest at heart. Now, I don't know about anybody else. You know, Jerome, those two are him to the fullest. I'm the luckiest as I have the world's greatest uncle. My uncle is a combination of a second dad, big brother, and best friend. And so, Jerome, what you would do is you would take these and you would just start them off, put you on it. Of course, always put you on it because, you know, we love Uncle Jerome. And turn it into what you do with it. Like, if y'all have ever heard Jerome teach, he doesn't teach. He loves. Like, his teaching isn't teaching. His teaching is loving. Like, every time he's talking to you, you can tell he's talking to you out of love. And with your podcast, Jerome, that's what you're going to do. You're going to be the uncle to the world. They get to have what we have. I guess we're okay with sharing that, but you know.
Okay, we can.
I guess it's okay.
I think we should have.
Just don't make it a habit.
I think we should do the two uncles of ATS, and I'm going to come on as his guest. We're going to keep it 100.
Yeah. Y'all don't know Uncle Ken either. If y'all haven't known Uncle Ken.
And I don't know if they can take both of us at one time, dog.
Oh. I'm for it. I am so for it. I will be there. If y'all need me to be in person, I will have the camera. I will do all the recording. I just want to be present for that one. Can I ask questions?
They're going to make it a pay-per-view. We're going to get paid.
that that needs to be like a class in itself. Cause you two, you straight, you got the straightforward, no sugarcoat. Then you have the straightforward, I'ma love you. It's, and both of them is all out of love, but they just don't sugarcoat it. But they gonna tell you what it is with love. Just like your uncles would do. The uncle that's been here long enough to understand, look, you tripping. I love you, but you're tripping. Go and sit your tail down somewhere and listen to what I got to tell you before you go out here and you make these mistakes that I have made. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you all my business, but I'm going to tell you the business that's going to save your life. That's
my,
how they...
My sister snuck my nephew to go live with my mom without talking to me and my brother. And I went over there and I told him, I said, now look, Sister Mary, this is her house. She's peaceful. She's a church going grandma. I said, boy, if I ever get that call, you over here cutting up, I'm gonna come over here and drop you like it's hot. And I got that call. I walked in that house. I hit that Negro in his mouth and his throat. And he made the mistake telling me he gonna call his homeboys. Man, I said, I'm from Third Ward. You're going to tell nobody what you're going to do. I dropped him again. And I said, now, I dare your mama to come over here and say something.
Hello. Hello.
See? Those the uncles.
Oh, man.
Those are the uncles, okay? That's a whole class, the uncles. Ooh. Now, Jerome is also an author. And with that, you have 100 tips to help you become a better author. So now, Uncle Jerome, you're also going to be helping all of the other authors out there in the world. You're going to help them make use of time blocks. Turn off the internet when you're writing. That makes so much sense, but you would never think to do that. Consider going paperless with your notes. Ooh, that kind of hurt me. It kind of hurt. Going paperless. Set deadlines. So Uncle Jerome, and you, I have at least, like I said, there's over 200. There's over 200. Over. Let me see what else we have. So Uncle Jerome, you also have this particular one right here. Bless you. Bless you. The 21 challenges facing the 21st century church. And you're going to dig in, Uncle Jerome. You're going to dig by biblical illiteracy. This is what I was talking about earlier. I was biblically illiterate. I knew stories, but if you wanted to ask me, 12% think Joan of Arc was Noah's wife. 50% of graduating high school students think Sodom and Gomorrah were husband and wife. Wow. Now, I'm not that illiterate.
Wow.
I know a little more than that.
Oh, my.
And now, Uncle Jerome, boredom, temptation to reinvent the wheel. Why you want to reinvent something that was here before you was even a thought? Well, we all do that every day, so let me stop. So Uncle Jerome, you are going to be going out there being Uncle Jerome and teaching us in only the way you can. That is a TV show I would watch, Joshua, the uncles. And then you have, I showed that one, the challenges. There's also one here. It says the 50, this one. That's not the button I meant to. This one right here. The 50 countries where it's most dangerous to follow Jesus in 2021.
Wow.
Every day, 13 Christians worldwide are killed because of their faith. And we take our faith for, we just, oh yeah. But it's, there people are still getting killed because of their faith. And Uncle Jerome is going to be the one to let us know, hey, y'all tripping. Get it together.
this coincides with my book, Expendable Life, Lord, I Went, or Was I Sent? So I know why I got that. Okay, yeah.
You connected the dots now, huh? It's like, yeah, no, no, that was for me.
Okay, okay, got that.
Yes, sir. So Uncle Jerome, you'll be getting an email with all of these in here, and you will actually have like each one tabbed out. When you guys get your emails, you won't get the actual links. We're going to send you the actual subject lines for you to go through, so you don't have to do all that extra stuff. So Uncle Jerome, you ready for your podcast?
Of course. Of course.
If we could all unmute our mics and give a round of applause to Uncle Jerome.
All right.
All right. Now I know Miss Tracy is with the kids, so I will give her a call. I need to call AO. So I can break everything down and you send them what they need. After Miss Tracy, I know. Huh. Wonderful. Miss Tanisha. Are you with us this morning?
Yes. I'm at work, so I can't really talk.
Gotcha. 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 So I'm just going to break down for you some things for you. Now, you are the mommy curse breaker. And
yes,
ma'am. And you're doing the podcast. So what we did was we put together some subjects for you, both quite a few actually. And I'm gonna open this one up and share so you can see. I gotta hit share. 7 parenting errors that can influence adult children to leave the faith. This is just one of the links. You have a mighty ma'am being judgmental towards others. Because what we don't understand, which Miss Tanisha gets, is that trickles over from generation to generation. That trickles over from generation to generation. You have parenting, assuming they are Christians, that we teach that, keeping church and devotions hermetically sealed and not talking about spiritual things at other times of the day. When I told y'all I was biblically illiterate. I knew stories, but I knew nothing outside of that. And because of that, well, actually, my son is actually doing a lot better than I did at his age. He'll walk up to you and you don't have to say anything to him, and he just naturally does what he's meant to do. He'll go to you, he'll lay a hand on you, he say healed in Jesus' name and believe that and walk away from you with a smile on his face with belief. And a lot of times one of the curses that we're taught is not to have that belief in ourselves. Not only that, we got you this, Miss Tanisha, and we're going to send all this to you. 25.
Okay, and what apps am I gonna need?
You're going to need a journal, and I will get with Antonio to get the exact apps for you. Because with the podcast, do you have Apple or do you have Android? And I'm not knocking Apple or Android, guys.
Apple.
Okay, so I'll get with Antonio so we can get exact. Let me make a note here for Miss Tanisha. She needs apps to use. And when I email you all of your topics, I will email you a link to the app. That way, all you have to do is just click it. You don't have to do any extra searches for it.
Oh,
yeah, I'll send all that to you. Oh, okay. I will send all that to you. So you'll have that with you. And here is, we also pulled this for you, 25 Bible verses about breaking generational curses. We also have, where is it? This one right here. Me and Grace was looking these up with Antonio, and a lot of the stuff he said, we were like, wow. 10 ways parents destroy their children's self-esteem.
Yeah, that's a good one.
How to destroy a child's precious sense of being. How parents hurt their child's self-esteem. Comparing children to siblings or other children. Wow. Continuously harping about mistakes. Teaching that a child's dreams, aspirations, and goals are impossible to reach. And the only way a parent can do that to a kid is if it was done to them, which means it was done to their parents, which means it was done to their parents. That's a generational curse. I don't know if y'all really understand what that is. Like
it trickles down.
A teaching. Your great 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 grandmother could have taught your great 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 grandmother something, and that teaching, whether it hurts or heals someone, is taught to the next generation. That's what generational curses are. So don't think it's a curse that someone put on you. Don't think it's a curse of, you know, I don't know what you guys think generational curses are, but I have learned that a teaching is a curse too, because it ties the person into, or a generation into, a certain teaching. So Miss Tanisha is on to something, whether y'all know it or not. I know it. When you're a curse breaker, you know a curse. So, what else? With the negative, also comes the positive. So, Miss Tanisha, we're also sending you these 9 ways to build more self-esteem in your child. So we have it set up for you to where not only are you showing them so they can recognize it, but now that you understand and you see, let me heal you. So Ms. Tanisha, you will be getting an email today broken down for you. Any questions for all of those that I've talked to today, if you have any questions, email me. I'm gonna put my email in the chat. Yes, sir. I'm gonna put my email in the chat for everyone. Email me, ask me questions. Please, as we're giving you all of these, if you have questions, please email us. Questions have a way of stopping you in your tracks, and we don't want you to stop in your tracks from your prosperity. Like this is for you. So if you have questions, please, 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 please text me, call me. You'll today, 409. I'm trying to remember my own phone number. Today I will be traveling a lot. So text me. And if I'm in a position to call, I will call you and answer your questions. I will call you back and answer your questions. But text me first, because I don't know where I may be. I'm going to be traveling from the office, the island, to Houston and Missouri City. I'm as soon as this meeting is over, I'm on the road. So please text me. And wherever I'm at, if I'm in a meeting, I can text, say in a meeting, but call you after. But just text me. I'm serious, guys. Like, seriously, Call if you have questions, call me or text me. If I don't have an answer, I will get you an answer. If you have questions, please call me or text me. Oh, and Arshia and Michelle put her info in there for you. I'll copy it and put it in line app for you. All right. So, Miss Tanisha, I'm going to get you the apps that you're going to need, and I'm going to send you all of these because you have over 100. You have over 100 to start from. And then okay. And then for your curse breaker journal,
mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, feel free to ask. And have fun. Have fun developing your journal. I have been tasked to update mine, so y'all pray for me. But yeah, so if we can all unmute and clap for Miss Tanisha, she is on the way and she is ready to roll. All right. Now the last one we're gonna do for today, Miss Melissa, is Miss Cheyenne available to hear?
She is not with me in Austin.
Oh yeah, you are in Austin.
Well, I'm here all week.
Oh, sweet. I think Monica is in Austin now. I can't remember. I think she moved.
Monica's in Austin.
Oh yeah. Road trip, Grace.
I'll be in Houston maybe tomorrow with Dr. Tusk.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Sweet, sweet. Well, Cheyenne has the content curation and creation company. Try to say that 10 times. Content curation and creation company. Definitely needs to be TikTok related. We are going to email her several classes to help her. But what she's going to do is Cheyenne is going to start a podcast called Becoming Cheyenne Mogul. And she's going to document every step of her journey as she's building a media empire to a $1 million company that she's building herself.
Yes, and mom's not going to do it for her.
Huh?
And I'm not going to do it for her. I'm going to teach her how to do it, and then she can take off.
There you go. And she's going to record every step of the way. She's going to show her ups and her downs, her ins and her outs. She's also going to have her own merchandise, but Antonio said not too soon. Not too soon. But she's definitely going to need a YouTube channel. And she's going to show everyone how much she wins and how much she fails, even audio only conversations. So if it's not video, even the audio only conversations. So not only is she doing the content curation and creation, but she is going to do a podcast that shows everyone the ups and downs. And Antonio named her business Cheyenne Mogul. And so that's why the podcast is called Becoming Cheyenne Mogul. And she's going to do the Gary V content model. So we're going to email that to you. So she'll have that. If you don't have it, we're going to get that over to you. So in that way, as she's doing her content for her podcast and for others and building everything, she's going to be documenting every step of the way and just putting it up there. And for someone her age to be doing this is so awesome because it helps out what Miss Tanisha is doing when it comes to the breaking generational curses, because she's going to teach other kids. Because Melissa's already, if y'all don't know Melissa has done a whole lot that y'all don't know. So her daughter has watched her mama move mountains, like literally move mountains. And now what Cheyenne's podcast will do is show teenagers you don't have to be in the box. Because when I was growing up, we had Antonio. And we thought he was crazy. now the other little Antonios popping up around the world that have been business people since day one, they are now, and the ones younger than me, they're like, well, we're not waiting until we're 30 to do what you did. We're going to do it now because we don't want to wait. We saw you. Just like we saw our parents and y'all saw your parents. No, I'm not doing that. So that's what Cheyenne is going to be doing. So let's unmute our mics and clap for Cheyenne. So clap for Miss Melissa.
Attention. Becoming. I love it.
Yes. It's awesome. It's awesome. So we'll get all that emailed out. So you'll have that.
Thank you.
Very welcome. So tomorrow, Miss Janice, I hope you're ready. Tomorrow we have Miss Janice. You're cutting in and out. Well then, okay, so tomorrow, Miss Janice, we have you. We have Henry and Keyshonda McDavid, and then we have Grace. Y'all, Grace has a micro business. I'm so excited. And so we're going to finish. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I will. Gotcha. So we're going to finish up with those three tomorrow and then dig back into the numbers for the apartment complexes. We're going to do that tomorrow. I have Arshia and then Grace.
Okay, I was going to tell Melissa, I'm looking forward to hearing Cheyenne in her podcast. Because my daughter had, I know Queen, she had hosted anybody who has teenagers. They doing like a free, it was like a free Zoom. So my daughter and I got on the Zoom and it was really beneficial because it was for 14-year-olds and older. But my daughter is 11. And when I tell you, it was another outlet for her. Because, you know, I can teach it only so much. But her to hear other teenagers respond, it made her open up even more. So I'm looking forward to Cheyenne too, even sharing her podcast with the other individuals. And I will also allow my daughter to listen to that.
Yay.
Just know Cheyenne has no filter on her mouth. So we love her. You never will know what comes out of her mouth, though. Just be aware of that. She's definitely raised with a Navy upbringing. Let's put it that way.
In other words, just go with the flow. I love it. Go ahead, Miss Grace.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Dee. If anyone, excuse me, if anyone that does not have a micro business is interested in getting a micro business, or you know someone who would greatly benefit from having a micro business, please let me know. I'm going to put my number in the chat. Either call or text me. If I don't answer, I may be handling something with grandma. But if you text me, I will definitely see your text message and then give you a call back. So that I can talk to you. But yeah, if you happen to know someone who would benefit from it, or you want one yourself and you don't have one, you've been hearing all the great things about the people who have micro businesses, just let me know. Thank you.
All right, there you go. So micro businesses, if you want one, call Grace. If you have questions about the one you have, please text or email me. I will have access to both. Even though I'm out and about, I will have access to both email and text message. It's connected. It stays here quite often. So just text me or email me. I have to. When I tell you, I have to. I have 42 text messages that I haven't read yet. And it's all one conversation. I just have to go. I haven't had the time to, because I have to take notes from the text messages. So I have to go back And so I, because I haven't been able to just sit down and go through them yet, I haven't, but I'm, before I head out, I'm gonna go through that. I literally have to take notes from the text messages, so, because I want to make sure I don't miss anything. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank y'all so much for spending this hour and 17 minutes with me this morning. I appreciate you all so much. Y'all go, it's Monday. Go have an amazing day. Whatever is going on, it is not worth your dreams. So if it hits you, understand. I'm just sharing with y'all what I've been doing. I acknowledge that, yes, that angered me. Yes, that hurt my feelings. Yes, that perturbed me. Some other stuff I want to say. But I acknowledge the emotion, but I don't live in the emotion. I've literally had verbal conversations. People probably think I'm crazy, but I've talked to myself and say, hey, you know what? I acknowledge that you're here. I acknowledge the pain. I acknowledge the anger. I acknowledge the frustration, but you are no longer welcome here. I thank you for your comments. I thank you for your concerns, but I'm good. I appreciate you and you can move on. And then I breathe. I've learned breathing is so important. I inhale peace and I exhale the pain. I inhale peace and I exhale the anger. Because when you've experienced peace, you're not trying to be outside of that. And I've experienced peace. And I plan on staying in that peaceful place for a very long time. It is very freeing, Arshia. It is very freeing. So whatever hits you guys today, acknowledge the fact that it hit you, but don't live in it. Don't let it control and consume your life. That's also a part of breaking generational curses, because we don't understand a lot of times we get triggered from those curses. We get triggered from that because it traumatized us in some shape, form, or fashion, and we don't even realize it until it's too late and we've destroyed 15 different households because we'd have moved to 15 different times, you know. So acknowledge it. Don't ignore it. Ignoring things don't work. I've learned that one. That's a generational teaching too. Just ignore it, brush it, brush it under the rug. You'll be all right. Don't ignore it. Acknowledge it. And let it know it's no longer welcome. You appreciate its comments. You appreciate its concerns, but it's no longer welcome here. Inhale, exhale. And enjoy your peaceful day. It is Monday, September 26th. September 22nd was the autumn equinox. So fall has started, basically. Fall is in place. It is the season of harvest. So let's go get our beautiful, bountiful harvest and enjoy your day. I love you all. Have an amazing day. And see, oh.
Love you more.
Love you more.
See you at 5:30. Oh, I will check with Phil and Susan. Oh, Miss Susan, if you're available, are you with you preparing for the storm? Are you having the two classes tonight? I'll check with Mr. Phil and Miss Susan, guys, and I'll let y'all know about the classes tonight. Please keep the Sorrentinos in your prayers. They have a storm rolling through.
Deanna?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
we'll be having the classes. The storm's not here yet. It's
okay.
It's supposed to hit here Wednesday, but okay. You know, things go downhill tomorrow as far as the weather. But it's fine here today.
Awesome. So we will see everyone for Let's Study a Book at 5:30 and the Humor Consultant class at 7. These are Central Time, so it's 5:30, 6:30. 3:30 for Let's Study a Book, and then it's 7, 8, and 5 for the Humor Consultant Show. Trust me, you want to be on the Let's Study a Book because it'll help you. It really will. I can't begin to express to y'all. You just have to be there. All right. Mr. Josephus Turner, I saw you unmuted. Do you have any final words for us? And then we're going to close it out. And then Renee, I saw you unmuted.
No, ma'am, I was just saying, marvelous, great. Everything's great.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Renee, you were unmuted earlier. Did you have something?
I'm sorry. I was just saying love you more.
Gotcha. All right, everyone. Love you all. Have an amazing day.
Love you more.
Love you more.
Thank you so much.
See you later.